This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, Kevin, this is Kim. Enjoy your show. Anyway, that's all. I really appreciate what you do. Take care. Bye.
Well, I appreciate you back, my man. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. We've covered a lot of stuff. We've covered a ton of stuff. I mean, look, you want to talk? I started off this whole show talking about being trapped. It was a continuation of the trap theme from a previous show. But I started the show off by talking about how you get trapped into thinking, trapped into the lifestyle that you've chosen. Trap, trap, trap. And you know what Donald Trump has done? He's removed a lot of the traps from you. The trap of conservatism. What does that mean? He's removed that. People, oh, he's anti-woman. Really? Just made a black woman the first Marine general in the Marine Corps. Yeah, because he hates black people. Mm-hmm. So that just happened. I mean, look at this economy that's untrapping people. Tax rebates, untrapping people, releasing you from your financial burdens. I mean, think about that. Mobility in the workforce, finally. Job, not only are the job numbers growing, I mean, the employment is growing, but you have the ability to move around, and you can get more money in your moving around. How cool is that? You've got all these things brewing, releasing you from your trap. That's just the stuff that, you know, that you, I mean, I'm not trying to downplay it because it's a big deal. You know, if you got $1,000, $2,000 bonus, whatever it's going to be, it's even getting better. What about when you get that raise, when you go to the next, you make the next move and you get a $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $10,000 raise? Something people haven't seen in decades. Didn't see it under Obama. Getting out from under the rock, out from under the trap, crawling from out of the shadows. The DACA kids, Donald Trump tried. Hey, who do you think they're going to blame? You think they're going to blame him? This is a guy whose tweet said, I wanted to do 1.8 million of these kids, whether you like it or not. I represent a group. I'm with them, a group called FAIR. And they didn't want DACA. They don't want any of these kids here, you know, illegally. There's a lot of kids lined up doing stuff the right way. But you know what? You can disagree with Trump, but what a great political move. DACA kids going, hey, this man tried. And what about the trap of this government? If you're a business owner, Donald Trump is the best thing you've seen since you started your company. He has deregulated you into profit, the potential for profitability. He's allowing you to focus back on your company. And let me tell you something else that's going to go down. All this EEOC nonsense. Leftist companies are facing the wrath of that. Not companies on the right. Starbucks prides itself on being this community servant company, blah, blah, blah. They just tried to get two black dudes arrested for using the bathroom. Now they're doing another mea culpa. Chick-fil-A is expanding in New York. The very place they protested that company to come into now celebrates them. They got people around the building trying to get that delicious burger, you know, chicken burger. And now they're trying to, they're removing these other traps from you, the traps of you're a racist or you're homophobic or you're Islamophobic or you're all these other things. Donald Trump has said, you know what? I'm removing the box. You can't look at us any other way than pro-American. You come here, you're a Muslim and you're pro-American. You want to abide by our laws and our customs. You're our culture. You're good to go. I don't care about that, but what I do care about is you want to do something else with it. You come over here and try to change us. He sent a warning out to the LGB community. Hey, guys, we're all for you. As long as you're all for us. We're not going to legislate with your sexuality, and I'm taking it out of the military, and you're going to see it taken out of other things. Women, you want an opportunity, you got it. You got twice, three times, five times the opportunity you got with Barack Obama. You want to squander it, squander it. But let me tell you, your conservative sisters aren't going to squander it. No siree, Bob. And let me tell you what else he's done. He's exposed the entire system. The more you see, the more you can't stand him. If you're a conservative, you're going, boy, I knew a lot, but I'm learning more every day. If you're a leftist, you're finally going, okay, eyes wide shut. They're now open. You're seeing exactly what your ilk is willing to do, how far they're willing to go to spread their lies, to take people down, people that are trying to help this country. They want to present themselves as virtuous. They're not virtuous. They have a double standard in everything. Donald Trump sends missiles to Syria in conjunction with France and the UK. They say he can't get partners to do it. Oh, he's over there killing people. Oh, there weren't really any weapons of mass destruction or chemical weapons over there. They give you everything. But Barack Obama sends missiles over there, and they don't say a word. They showcase themselves every single day, 24/7. They're not even happy with each other. Democrats hating on each other, inside hate. It's funny to watch for me, because I'm going to talk about it till the day is long. They hate each other. They know who's got black book on the other, and they're playing cover your butt, and they're trying to figure out how to do it the best way. Here's what you can really notice. I want you to pay attention to this. Who jumps out of the media cycle? Hillary Clinton, out of the media cycle. Barack Obama, out of the media cycle. Susan Rice, out. Lynch, out. All of them out. Holder, out. Not even tweeting. Not even protecting each other in tweets. You know what they're doing? They're trying to get their story straight. They're trying to come up with the new talking points. They are meeting in clandestine locations just like the old mob used to. They won't tell you where. You're not going to see flight manifests. It's like, you know, A Few Good Men, where he brings in the guys to act like he's going to tell them that they saw the plane land when they don't know anything. But they don't know that we don't know. So they're in their private jets, not even telling you where they're going. They're meeting in the deep, dark hills of, I don't know, somewhere in a very liberal place, probably the hills of California somewhere, on somebody's private airstrip. And they're all getting together in these conclaves so they can try to figure out how to get out of this mess of their own creation. And I'm going to tell you something. It isn't going to happen. They are toast. You got to love it. So anyway, we got a ton to talk about coming up. But I'm feeling good about where we stand. And I don't know how you are. I don't know, you know, what your thoughts around this process are. But I'm going to tell you, you need to feel good about this. You need to just spread the word of everything that you've learned each and every day. And you need to stay true to your moral compass. That's what's going to get us through this. They are never going to be able to look at us and not understand that we only want what's best for America.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhow, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A Florida woman says that wind blew cocaine into her purse. Officers say Kenesha Posey was one of 2 passengers in a car stopped for driving erratic in Fort Pierce. They say the car smelled of marijuana, and a search turned up cocaine and marijuana inside a purse Posey had on her lap. When asked how the substances got there, Posey told police, quote, "I don't know anything about any cocaine. It's a windy day. It must have flown through the window and into my purse." She is charged with a felony count of cocaine possession and a misdemeanor count of marijuana possession.
I don't know about you guys, but that lady should have been running Hillary Clinton's campaign. Glad you guys are back. Cocaine blew into her purse. Mm-hmm. I guess it didn't work. The ruse didn't work. Pretty soon, don't be shocked if you hear Mueller saying cocaine blew into his investigation. I could give you a lot of jokes about Mueller and his investigation, but why? Why bother, huh? It's going to spin on itself, and I'm waiting, and I promise you, I'm going to be incontrollable when it happens. I'm going to be just, I told y'all! Yeah, you might have to turn my show off for a little bit while I brag for a few days about how that when the people start to go to prison, that I tell everybody how that all happened. So we have a clip of Nunes on Rosenstein and McCray. Let's listen to that and see how this all shakes out in the scheme of things.
Well, look, I like Rob Rosenstein and Christopher Wray, the new director of the FBI. They inherited a mess. They inherited a big mess. They inherited a something that happened in the campaign where they used the counterintelligence capabilities of our country to target the Trump campaign. They came into this. You have the Director Comey was fired, rightfully fired. I think we're finding out now by just his behavior that he's exhibiting recently with his new found book tour. So, you know, I give them some credit and some leeway that they need to find their way. However, I think it is utmost importance that Mr. Rosenstein and Director Wray provide everything to Congress as soon as possible. That is the best possible thing that they could do, and I think it can set us on a path where the legislative branch of government, our branch, can actually let us do our job to try to put this all together. Secondly, I would say that I just think it's going to be impossible for the investigators to investigate themselves. And I've been saying this for many, many months. So, you know, I don't know that it has to be a special counsel. I know that they have a couple of U.S. attorneys looking at some of this. But at the end of the day, there's going to have to be some process put in place because there's a lot of cleanup that has to be done.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Devin Nunes talking about, you know, this investigators investigating themselves, which isn't going to work. The reason why this is dragging on is Mueller's trying to figure out an exit strategy. He doesn't know how to get out. That's one reason. Two, if the minute he shuts it down, the other investigation begins. The IG is already just, oh my goodness, come on. The Inspector General, appointee of Obama, dropping bombs on these guys. Once a week, I mean once a month at least, dropping a new bomb. Now we find out they didn't want them to investigate the Clinton Foundation. What did I tell you guys? I said the Clinton Foundation was as crooked as the day is long. It ties every element of what we're talking about together. It doesn't matter whether you're talking about Russia, China, the Soviet Union, or that's Russia. Russia, China, or the Middle East, or any of these countries. The Clintons have their dirty paws, their fingerprints are all over it, and it leads back to everybody inside of that dirty, incestuous cesspool known as the deep state, the swamp in D.C. And that's a big problem for them. Huge problem. Oh, man, I was going to play this other clip. Which one were we going to play? We've already played them trying to shut down the... Oh, you know what? Let's do the montage on the firing of Mueller. The reason why I want to play this, Hannity put this together. We could fire Mueller. I said this earlier in the broadcast. We could fire Mueller right now. Nobody would give a crap. They know. The left knows this. That's why they want this upended. Donald Trump, I think one of the only reasons he hasn't fired him is he says he's at the end of it. Let him finish. And when he finishes, then I'm going to go on a rampage. And I don't know what will happen. But here's the montage of you better not fire Mueller.
President Trump's harsh criticisms of Robert Mueller's witch hunt. Watch this. Do you feel like we're on the verge of a Saturday night massacre here? Because what would be the point of firing Rosenstein if it's not in order to have some sort of impact on Mueller and the investigation?
We're in a constitutional crisis. The President of the United States has made clear to those around him, those who are closest to him in the White House and among his friends, that he is determined to shut down this investigation.
We're sitting around pontificating about something that hasn't happened, that's going on a lot of unnamed sources, so I don't think that we should get too far ahead of our skis. I do think everything you're saying about what would happen if he does fire Mueller, I've said, Lindsey Graham has said it's political suicide.
Yeah.
I 100% think there would be, I think there would actually be rioting in Washington, D.C. I think it would be
now
at levels
be
we haven't seen.
I have to say.
And I know we played this one earlier in the broadcast, but Catherine Herridge of Fox put it in perspective. She's an investigative reporter, and she put it into perspective how Comey and McCabe are involved in this thing together. And I think it's only fitting to play this to kind of put it all in perspective to some degree, because I think most of America is going, I don't understand why we're not investigating the Democrats at this point. But here's Catherine Herridge.
By the Inspector General Michael E. Horowitz concluded that former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe lied four times, three times under oath, about his role confirming the existence of the FBI's Clinton Foundation investigation just 2 weeks before the presidential election. According to Horowitz, McCabe was angered by a Wall Street Journal article suggesting he had a conflict because his wife received more than $600,000 from Democrats for a 2015 Virginia State Senate race that she lost. McCabe authorized FBI lawyer Lisa Page and the FBI's public affairs chief Michael Corton to discuss issues related to the Clinton Foundation investigation, including a dramatic phone call between McCabe and a senior Justice Department official. Some of the key evidence in this case comes from text messages between Page and McCabe. McCabe's seniority gave him the authority to release information to the media if certain conditions were met, but the Inspector General found McCabe acted for personal rather than professional reasons, writing McCabe's decision to confirm the existence of the Clinton Foundation investigation through an anonymously sourced quote recounting the content of a phone call with a senior department official in a manner designed to advance his personal interests at the expense of department leadership was clearly not within the public interest exception. This afternoon, President Trump tweeted McCabe lied multiple times that McCabe was controlled by his boss, Director Comey, and he claimed there is no daylight between the two men. The White House press secretary put it this way.
I haven't seen the full report, but it sounds like two peas in the pod with McCabe and Comey. McCabe was fired in disgrace for misconduct and lying about it.
In a statement, McCabe's attorney said the termination of Mr. McCabe was completely unjustified, and the rush to fire him at the goading of the president was unworthy of the great traditions of the Department of Justice. Key footnote in the report says McCabe argued his account was more credible than Comey's because his old boss wanted to distance himself from media leaks. McCabe said he believed the inspector general was also investigating Comey as a leaker, Brett.
Holy cow, what do I add to that? These guys are crooked. Comey's a leaker. I love how he put, I leaked non-classified stuff and, you know, did it through this clandestine mechanism. How many times had he done that? How many times have people on his staff done something similar? We may never know. Short break.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Milton Friedman said when government, in pursuit of good intentions, tries to rearrange the economy, legislate morality, or help special interests, the costs come in inefficiency, lack of motivation, and loss of freedom. Government should be a referee, not an active player. And he's exactly right. Government wants to pick winners and losers. That's what they do. And they do this. And so everybody fights to get up to the highest level where they become the gatekeepers, if you will, or the kingmakers. That's probably a better way to put it. The kingmakers. And they all pretend that it's for the greater good. I want to retouch on this story about Starbucks, and because I've learned a little bit more about it. And then I'm going to go into the Republican strategy to win. But apparently, these two black guys walk into a Starbucks in Philadelphia. I think I said Cleveland earlier. And they're waiting on a couple of other people and apparently want to use the bathroom. Now, the policy at Starbucks is you don't, you know, and I'm presuming at this store, is you can't use the bathroom unless you buy something. And I'm sure it's born of leftism in the city of Philadelphia where, let's just face it, you got homeless people that will come into your establishment and camp out. They want the warmth. They want the comfort of those leather chairs. They camp out, they use the bathroom, whatever, and then they leave, you know, in the evening or whatever, but they haven't bought anything and pretty much have been a distraction and in some cases a nuisance. So that's probably where all of this was born. And anyway, these two guys walk in. I have no clue. I don't know what they look like or whatever other than the fact that they're black. And they sit down, say they're waiting for people, want to go to the bathroom. The store manager calls the cops. Cops show up, wait for a little bit. See that the guys aren't doing anything, and ultimately arrest them. It goes viral, blankety blank, blah, blah, blah. There you go. Now, of course, they're now picketing Starbucks, and Starbucks gets no loss of love. I mean, I don't care about that company whatsoever. I hope that this lawsuit theoretically shuts them down. It would be what they deserve. But what's funny about it to me is, you know, this company that prides itself on all this, inclusion and kumbaya, et cetera, finds itself on the end of, yet again, some angst for blacks because they said it was a black thing. Had it been two white people, based on what we're hearing, well, Starbucks would have done nothing. Starbucks would have done nothing. I don't know if that's the case, but I don't believe it to be. I think if two white guys walked in and sat down, didn't do anything, didn't want anything, I think the store manager would have probably done the same thing. In fact, I don't even know the nationality of the store manager. A lot of the details are left out. Because here's the thing about it from a conservative standpoint. I don't really care what your nationality is. If our policy is you got to buy something in order to come into the establishment, well, so be it. And I understand that excludes people, but so does the Harvard Club, right? Some of these exclusive clubs in New York and D.C. and other cities, they're very exclusive. You can't even get past the doorman. In some cases, the bathroom will have a little push button thing that you have to have the code. So somebody has to give you the code, and it can be changed daily. Or in cases of, the gas stations where the thing is outside, they'll put a lock on it. You have to ask for the key. And so on and so forth. So different companies have different way of dealing with it. I can tell you Starbucks in suburban areas, you can go right to the bathroom, you can use it and walk right out and nobody would care. Nobody knows and nobody cares. They don't have the same problems that happen in cities. I'll give you an even closer example. So I was staying at the Hyatt in Chicago and a lady gets upset. And she apparently said that some people had broken into her room at 3 o'clock in the morning and stolen her money. And so she has a roommate that was supposedly in the room, and she says, I sat up and I saw them doing it, and she claimed it was like housekeeping or some thieves associated with the hotel. So the cops were called. They were very, you know, there were like four security people of Hyatt, and the police came. They were talking to her, and they said, well, they want you off the premises. She says, well, I just want my money back, blah, blah, blah. And it, to me, it looked like an obvious ploy for her to say, I don't have the money or whatever. But she says, well, my credit card's on file, you know, and they're kicking me out. So I've watched this whole thing go down. She's a white chick, looked rather Hoosier-ish, meaning trashy. And the cops were very nice about it and said, look, we're taking down your report. We understand, blah, 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 whatever. And they wanted her escorted. So I went over to the guys, the managers. I said, whoa, what a scene you got here. And they're like, yeah, we're really sorry you have to be in the middle. I go, I don't care. Just for the record, I found a purse sitting that was, it blended in with the chair. This chair was burgundy, and this purse blended in with it. So somebody had left their purse, some lady apparently, had left her purse. I took it up to the front desk, and I said, hey, let's open this purse here together, because I didn't want any security camera seeing me look in the purse. I said, let's look in this purse together and see if we can find the person who's lost this purse, because I want to return it. This is all happening while I'm watching this other scenario play out. So long story short, turn the purse in. Lady goes, well, hey, thank you very much for doing the right thing. No problem. I go back to the chair, and I was going to tell, I've told the manager, the reason why I interrupted these guys is I said, hey, I just want to let you know, I'm going to have to leave in a minute because I've got my rides coming. But if somebody's looking for a purse that was sitting here, because they probably will come back, will you let them know I've turned it in? And the guy goes, thank you very much, sir. So I said, but you got yourself a situation here. He says, yeah, we do. Long story short, they dismissed this woman. She has to get off the premises because they said, the cops said, look, you're either going to get off the premises or we're going to arrest you. She says, then arrest me then. And the guy goes, no problem. So then she gets up and she starts walking out the building because the cop was like, you want to be arrested? I'll arrest you. So when I was talking to these guys, I said, man, I said, I can only imagine what you go through. You know, here is it was the Hyatt at O'Hare. And the guy goes, nah, he goes, we don't deal with very much here. He goes, this is pretty much an exception. He goes, our downtown location, now that's one to deal with. And I was thinking, wow. But he point blank, you know, I guess O'Hare is considered a suburb, the Hyatt O'Hare. He goes, our downtown location, you get it all. And I wanted to, you know, like, what? Give me a story or two. So my only point to all of this is that it depends on where something is and in terms of how somebody reacts to it. In the suburbs of Philadelphia, I'm sure the Starbucks there don't care. You know, people come in and out, whatever. But in the city, you have a whole host of other problems. You have a high concentration of people who believe they deserve something for nothing. These would be city dwellers. Very rude, arrogant, don't care about your property and so on and so forth. And it's worse, being honest, when they're black. Now, again, these gentlemen could have been just well-behaved, had nothing to do. We're waiting on other people. A lot of people wait at Starbucks. I certainly do. But I'll tell you this. When I do go to somebody's establishment, I will go ahead and buy something. And the reason for that is they have to pay for that establishment. Now, what's creating all of this stuff, all of this angst? A person who is probably a leftist works at Starbucks. I mean, I don't know very many conservatives that work in coffee shops, just to be honest with you. So the manager, who's in a corporate culture of leftism, calls the cops on these black guys. The system works. The cops respond. I'm going to bet you money that in this city, Philly, I don't know if Nutter's still the mayor, but it's Democrats all the way through, from the police chief down to the beat cop. And I don't know what these beat cops were, but they show up and they're there to do their job. So fingerprints of leftism all over this scenario, all over it. And so now it's escalated to where black folks are picketing Starbucks. I saw a story that said that Starbucks opened. This was yesterday. The story broke, I think. And they said the stock opened lower because of this story. You know, because I don't know if this is the impact of it or whatever. But here's one of the biggest social justice warrior companies on the planet, and it's being targeted because of a mistake that one person did in this company. The reason why I'm bringing it up to you this way is because it is to make this point. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter how much you do. Starbucks could have donated $100 million to the historically black colleges and universities. It could have gotten 100,000 kids their forever families. It could have donated to sports programs to keep latchkey kids off the street. It could have done everything pro-black on the planet, including support of Colin Kaepernick and making him their honorary barista of the year, and they were still going to get picketed over this event. Black folks can't even figure out to say, look, harmless mistake, we understand. Let the situation handle. Let's just let it play out. If these gentlemen want to, file a lawsuit against Starbucks at that location, I'm sure it could be settled. Everything would be done. They want to condemn the entire corporation, and this is one, the corporation, who supposedly is, got all, pro-minority, pro-women, pro-this, pro-that. A dangerous precedent. This is what should be scary to business, is that no matter what you do, no matter how good you are, no matter how good your corporate governance is, you're going to get hit with this stuff. And now they want to do training. You got to do all this new training for this stuff. That's the first thing these guys run to. It's a silly mistake.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let's talk about the Republicans, and let's talk about the strategy to keep the House in 2018. Now, here's what, pardon me, what an article in Politico said early on. He says, is it time for Republicans to start freaking out? More than 40 House Republican incumbents were outraised in the final quarter of 2017 by one or several of their Democratic opponents, according to the latest round of fundraising numbers. And of that group, more than a dozen had less cash on hand than their Democratic challengers. Now, that's a, oh my goodness, oh goodness gracious, what are we going to do? If you believe that politics is all about money, then you should be panicked. They said, but for the GOP, here's the really disturbing part. The trend line's getting worse, not better. Despite the myriad of advantages of incumbency and the control of Congress, there are more House members with less cash on hand than their Democratic challengers in the quarter before. Again, if it's all about money, then you're toast. The Republicans are toast. And Mike Duhaine, a GOP consultant based in New Jersey, said those numbers should be concerning for all Republicans. It's going to be the most challenging political environment since 2006, so you have to be ready. And a lot of those members came in after 2006, so for many, this will be their most challenging environment they've ever run in, and that's going to prove difficult. So the most challenging is when you've come in and you ride the wave of Donald Trump, the least likely presidential candidate, who's had the best single first year, probably certainly in modern history, and is on his way to having the best second year with everything that's going on, and you need to be afraid because the Democrats are outraising you. And I'll get to more of this in a bit. He said a flood of Democratic money poured into the House races across the country in 2017, providing in part by small dollar online contributors animated by opposition to President Trump and Republican majorities in Congress. More than 80 Democrat challengers in Republican-held districts have at least $250,000 on hand at the end of the year, a sign that the House battlefield may be wider than previously thought. Now, I want you to understand, this is the same dire warning, doom and gloom that they've presented in every single race that we've had. And the only place where the Democrats succeed is when they can do one-off elections where guys like Steyer, out of California, multimillionaire or billionaire, he pours money in, Soros can or whatever. So they go after one lone person in Wisconsin or somewhere, or in the case of Pennsylvania and a couple of others. They can win those. But let me tell you, how are you going to do that for 80-plus races or whatever number you think you're going to have? That's what I want to know. Now, the good news, Democrats said, money spent by the Democrats will be spent in potentially bruising primaries, draining the Democrats' war chest ahead of general elections. So with all that talk of all the money these people are raising, they're going to spend it fighting each other, and then the victor's going to come out, and the Republican is going to be a pretty unscathed person that then runs against somebody that doesn't have nearly the funding that they had in the beginning. Now, I'll ask you this question. Do you believe that the Republicans can outraise the Democrats, or the Democrats can outraise the Republicans when it comes to general elections and the understanding that if we lose the House, we lose tax cuts and a bunch of other things that we've been shooting for? Who do you think is going to raise the most money? Now, that being said, the RNC has committed $250 million to midterm election strategy that has one goal above all else, preserve the House majority for the rest of President Trump's first term. That's their goal. That's their job. And when they do that, I assure you that the Democrats are going to, when they fail, there will be the beginning of the end. Now, you've heard me talk about this, but now the Republicans are, and I don't know, you know, I'm not part of that strategy team, but I'll tell you this. If they've allocated $250 million and they're doing a really good analysis of where we need to put these fights together, we're not going to lose those fights. I'm also going to make you a promise here from me. I'm going to get in the middle of these fights. No longer is it going to be left to chance as to how we do this. I'm going to be smack dab in the middle, and part of this thing is going to be to make sure that the ones we need to win, we win. We are going to be crushing Democrats. If you want to help. I hope you will, because you know I'm going to have to move around the country and camp out in some places. But I'll be working with strategists, looking at these races, going on radio, calling where the Republicans won't do it, I'll call people out, accuse them of being racist and sexist and homophobic, doing opposition research, spreading the gospel, you know, particularly of conservatism where it's the right candidate, and torching these leftists that have gotten away and are running races that Republicans don't know how to run. That's what we're going to be doing. And there's going to be more to it. I'm working with some guys out of D.C. We're putting all this together soon. And when you get it, my hope is you'll say, okay, we want to help you guys, through the pack, because it's through a friend of mine's pack. And we're going to go state by state, battleground states, talking to black folks, talking to minorities, talking to young women, and moving that so-called vote that the Democrats believe that they have locked up. We're going to be slowly just loosening up some of that vote. We already know the numbers. If we move 1% of the black vote away from the Democrats, they're done. We plan to move 3%. But I want to go on. Number one priority to keep the House, said Justin Johnson, the RNC's political director. He says, this is the approach we took to put the budget together. He says, RNC officials share details of their midterm spending plan with the AP, and they have several volunteers and staff that held a day of action on Saturday in competitive regions across the country. The weekend show of force, which comes as Democrats have shown what they call an enthusiasm advantage in the age of Donald Trump. I'm going to tell you something. That is nonsense. There is no enthusiasm advantage. And I'm telling you right now, you can believe the hype or you can understand for yourself. The enthusiasm advantage is with President Trump. It is with the Republican Party by virtue of President Trump. And the Democrats, let them fool themselves. Let them believe they have these people that overwhelmingly want Trump gone and all this. Let me tell you, those tax cuts, that everything that's happened is lending itself to a bloodbath. And the bloodbath is going to occur against the Democrats. Now, what they're looking at is historical references to what happens when a new president takes over and what happens in that next midterm election. And if history were to repeat itself, yeah, we'd lose the House, maybe keep the Senate. Now, what's funny, I looked at another report and they talked about all the money that was being raised for the Senate races coming up. The Democrats have conceded that they will lose seats in the Senate. I can think of two they'll lose immediately, and maybe three, that are just foregone conclusions. And there's probably another three to four more that may fall. The Republicans are going to get closer to 60 than they've ever gotten. And if we do it right, we may very well get to 60. So, look, this is great news. They said the number of trained volunteers right now that are going to be going out helping the Republicans is 10,000. I will make you a bet. The Tea Party community, we will have three times that many operatives in the field working on behalf of congressmen that we care about, that we want to see win, and we're going to have three times that many, at least. Donald Trump ended up with, I want to say it was 100,000 operatives in the field. As soon as, and I think this is partially Donald Trump's strategy, is to say, look, when you guys start showing me you're going to follow my lead, And you're going to, get the things done that I need to get done, I'm going to start helping you. And the minute Trump says, we need you out there volunteering, I hope he does it through us. I'm getting a meeting set with him. And I hope he does it through the TeaPartyCommunity.org. And he says, work with these guys because they're going to have people in the field making sure this happens. God is my witness. I'm telling you, I'm dedicating. This will be the first political thing because I don't consider myself political. I really don't. I'm a guy that just says, look, if you want to talk to me about politics and issues related to America, I'll talk to you about them. If you want to put it in some sort of political spin, you can. But I don't consider myself political. This will be the first year where I actually go political. I'm going to meet with these congressmen. I'm going to run and, look at their races. And I'm going to put the Tea Party community on the top races. And we are going to drive people to them, and we're going to help them fundraise on their behalf, volunteer, door knock, and I'm going to do media against their opponents and so on and so forth. This is the year we do that. Now, they say the strategy is expensive and it carries risk, but I don't see any risk. Look, it's unfortunate that politics is expensive. It really is. Leftism has made it that way. It used to be just good people. Now it's everybody having to fight the lies, and the only people really making money is media, and media loves this. This is where they get the bulk of their revenue. I mean, I haven't run the numbers, but it's kind of like Christmas for them when politics comes up. November is Christmas. All the months leading up to that, these guys are feasting. So they love the inner fights and the battles and how a bunch of primary people coming in and, you know, and then they finally get to the real battle and it's those two juggernauts slugging it out, paying them a fortune. They jack up their rates. It's crazy, but they flourish on this where they're going to get their butts kicked.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.